We had not gone far before we encountered the mouth of a huge cave. The tracks leading in and out made it clear that it was inhabited. Besides the unmistakable signs of sheep and goats, we could see footprints too enormous to have been left by anything but some kind of giant. So, of course, we went in, not without a few comments from the men.
You quite sure, my lord?
Maybe we should wait outside.
Nonsense. In we go.
The interior of the cave rewarded my curiosity 100-fold. The scale of it was remarkable. On one side, rows of drying racks loaded up with cheeses. On the other, livestock stalls. Lambs and kids penned in separate folds according to age, from newborn to full-grown. Buckets and bowls filled to overflowing with milk and whey. The rich smell, the wild bleating, this was a whole farmyard in a cavern. The men gave whoops of delight.
"Let's throw as many of these cheeses as we can into our bags, sir."
"Yes, my lord, and we can drive the animals down to the ships and be out of here before anybody knows a thing."
"Certainly not. We stay to meet our host." By the 12 gods, I should have listened to them. But no, as ever, my curiosity had got the better of me, and I brushed their objections aside. Two of the men started a fire, and after offering the largest wheel of cheese, the size of a millstone, to the gods, we tucked in. Then, with daylight fading in the cave's mouth and the ewes and nanny goats squealing ever louder as their udders filled, we sat in the firelight and waited for our host to show up.